This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in to my wonderful co-host, not next week, but the week after, I believe. And I'm not sure if we're off next week for Thanksgiving, but my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning shortly with another great show. And then I will be back the week after with an exciting show on nutrient and supplement regulation. So you're going to learn about how and why and what makes your supplement safe or unsafe and what the government is doing to try and regulate that aspect of nutritional supplements. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. You can also go online to www.myvillagegreen.com to download and listen to for absolutely free all of our previous shows. There is a wealth of information there. I encourage you to peruse that and look at the shows we have available. You can also go to iTunes, and if you go to the search bar on iTunes and type in the title of the show, Essentials of Healthy Living, they come right up as podcasts that you can download right to your iPhone, iPod, your Mac, or computer with iTunes on it and listen to at your leisure. So please take advantage of that resource. Today, we have a great show lined up for you. This is the show that you want to have on your iPod, that you want to have downloaded on your computer, ready to go any time of day, because today's show, we're talking about cold and flu prevention and cold and flu, what to do with natural interventions and even some pharmaceutical interventions if you happen to get a bad flu or a cold. So each segment, we're going to break down different aspects of dealing with cold and flu. In the first segment, we're going to give a little bit of epidemiological information, it's a hard word to say, regarding colds and flus and their outbreaks, how often they happen, some basic demographics, kind of boring stuff, but important framework for putting the rest of the conversation into context. Second segment, we're going to be covering some of the basic stuff that you already know about preventing cold and flu, hand washing, all the stuff that you've generally heard, but we're going to cover some other really important holistic lifestyle aspects of cold and flu prevention. So these are things you can do on a daily basis to keep your immune system running at its peak. In the third segment, we're going to be covering the nutrients. So these are the nutraceutical and herbal interventions that you want to be considering about preventing colds and flus. And if you start to get signs and symptoms, things you can do at the first sign to shorten the severity and duration. The last segment, we're going to be going over home hydrotherapy techniques. These are home therapies that you can do that are going to make you more comfortable, that are going to help boost your immune system, help you breathe better through your nose. So by the end of the show today, you are going to have a comprehensive protocol for flu and cold prevention and for addressing the issues if they actually come up. So I have a great show lined up for you. And of course, as always, I have a fantastic special guest, one of my favorites. If you've listened to previous shows, you'll have known him before. He is Dr. Joseph Lamb. He is a medical doctor, and he hails as a local from Virginia, but right now is living out in Gig Harbor, Washington State. He is the director of intramural clinical research for Metagenics, which is a phenomenal nutraceutical company leading the way in clinical research in nutraceuticals and in the development of new nutraceuticals and herbal products for the market. So, Joe, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's great to be with you again.
How did I do with your intro? Did I get it right?
You got it right. That's great.
All right. So today we're talking about cold and flu issues. So let's get right into it. I always like to start off by sort of explaining this concept of, you know, what does it mean to get sick? People start to get a little bit of a sore throat. They start to get a little bit of a sniffle. And the first thing they say is, I'm sick. And I kind of disagree with it in a way. In a way, you're well in a way, because those symptoms are what? They're a natural manifestation of your immune response. So maybe elaborate a little bit about, you know, this whole concept of what does getting sick mean, and what is really going on in your body?
Well, you're exactly right, because the very pathways that we call upon to protect us are the very pathways which are inflammatory. So when we respond to an outside threat, whether it's an infection or whether it's a challenge to the immune system, like an allergen, you know, like, you know, pollen during ragweed season in the fall, the very first things we do, we start down pathways in which we're starting down pathways to heal ourselves. And so we start sending messages called cytokines or leukokines that come from like white blood cells, and they tell our immune system to turn on. You know, like when your nose starts running, whether it's allergies, whether it's the common cold, whether it's the flu, the reason you're getting all those secretions is because you're deliberately trying to wash out the virus, or you're trying to wash out the pollen. Fever is an attempt by the body, as we create an increased temperature. Fever is to make an uncomfortable setting for the infection, because certain bacteria don't like that higher temperature for the body. They live in a very narrow range of temperatures. So fever actually is a defense in that regard.
And I think people forget that so much. You know, everybody is so quick to suppress fevers. And I am a huge advocate, if you can do it, to let your fever go, as long as it's not getting dangerously high. If you're running a fever of 101 or 102, even though it's uncomfortable, we know that our immune system works more efficiently as our body temperature goes up. Our white blood cells become more active. And as you mentioned, many types of bacteria and some viruses can't live above a certain temperature. So it is a natural immune defense that we don't want to suppress unless we absolutely have to.
Absolutely. One word of caution about that is for people who aren't quite as well, fever may not be a good sign that let me put it this way. A fever of 101 may not be necessarily well tolerated. If you're someone who's been on relatively high-dose steroids for a while, or if you're an older person and you don't spike much of a fever response, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not significantly ill. And some seniors, by the time they get to a temperature of 101, that's something that they may not tolerate so well, and that may be an unsafe temperature for them. But you're right. In general, unless the fever is going much above 101.5, 102, there's not a necessity to take something to bring it down. And certainly for everybody, once it's consistently above 102, we should be trying to bring it down. And if it stays too high, obviously, you know, that's the cause of febrile seizures and significant illnesses, and it's an indication to get medically evaluated.
Yes, exactly. So there's that whole concept of a lot of the symptoms we experience when we were sick are a result of our immune system actually expressing its health. Now, of course, there is, you know, sides to this. And of course, people who aren't all that healthy need to be careful, and you need to control symptoms. But everybody is so quick to run to grab over-the-counter things to suppress the symptoms, where in fact, you know, this is our body's natural defenses, and it has evolved over millions of years to help keep us healthy in the face of all of the viruses and bacteria that we encounter. Now, let's talk about how often we should get sick. We have some statistics that I know you have, like how often, what's normal for an adult to get sick? How many times is it normal for a child to get sick? What are some basic numbers?
Right. Well, you know, approximately each year in the United States, there's 66 million what we would call colds, common colds that occur in the United States. And adults are catching a cold on average about 2 to 4 times a year. And kids catch a cold about 6 to 10 times per year. But those in daycare, the number gets higher because they pass it around between themselves. And it was always interesting to me when I was in private practice how often adults who had children who had just started in daycare would suddenly start being exposed to a whole group of viruses, again, that they hadn't seen in years, and they would be coming down with the common cold. So it's, you know, average. Whether we would call this necessarily normal is another question.
Right.
Because I think if people took better care of themselves, they probably
would get
could have more of what we were talking about before we started the show, you know, an immune response to a virus without developing the full-blown symptoms.
Yep.
And that's probably more of what we should hope for.
Yeah, and just a note on kids in daycare. I know some parents get very concerned or it seems very inconvenient when kids are sick a lot, but although this data has not been 100% flushed out and totally validated, there is preliminary data that suggests kids who are in large daycare settings and exposed to more viruses and bacteria at an early age have reduced risks of certain conditions in the future. For example, one of the main ones is a reduced risk of, I believe it's some of the bloodborne cancers like leukemia later on in life, because it seems that the immune system having to respond so much to viruses and bacteria, you sort of develop a more normal bone marrow humoral response and are less likely to have a defective response, which is basically what a blood cancer is. So there is interesting information out there about, you know, letting your kids get sick, letting them be exposed to viruses and bacteria. We know that exposing kids to more bacteria at an earlier age reduces incidence of allergy. There's even some research showing it reduces risk of heart disease by reducing C-reactive protein and inflammatory factors by fact of normalization of the immune system. So it is an important issue. So we got a couple of minutes left in this segment, Joe, before we head into the next segment. What do we want to wrap up as far as demographics, epidemiological issues around colds and flus?
Well, I think one of the things that we should point out is that the difference in definitions between cold and flus. You know, in general, the cold is that kind of snivelly nose, a little bit of a cough, generally dry, maybe a low-grade temperature, maybe a little bit of aches and pains, but really not feeling that badly. The flu is a very specific set of viruses. It's from the influenza virus, and typically the temperatures are in the higher range, exactly what we were talking about, more like 101 to 103 for adults, and frequently even higher in children. And you are getting symptoms that differentiate by their severity. You know, the headache that was mild with a common cold is actually quite severe. You may have shaking chills. You may have severe muscle aches. And often you have, you know, fatigue to the point of disability, like, you know, I just don't want to get up, or I can't bring myself to go get fluid to drink. And so the take home is that when you are sicker, then you need to know exactly what to do about it. You need to be prepared to take the next steps. And, you know, given that about $1 billion a year is spent on cold remedies in the United States, it's nice to think about the fact that we want to pick things that are going to help us efficaciously with the common cold and the flu.
Absolutely. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about getting into the prevention aspect of things, and we're going to start with lifestyle. And we're going to start with the things that you can do on a day-to-day basis to support optimal immune function and potentially reduce your risk of contracting and manifesting full-blown symptoms of being infected with one of these viruses or bacteria. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit JARROW.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Now, don't forget, big news here, big news. The Village Green is having their winter sale from now through December 31st. So today's show, we're talking about cold and flu prevention, and not in this segment, but in the next segment, which is why you have to stay tuned. We are going to be discussing the specific herbal, nutrient, and nutraceutical approaches to helping your body deal with cold and flu viruses. And once you listen to that segment and you get an idea of what you want to buy, go to the Village Green and get it. They're having 35% off of all of their Pathway products, 25% off all national brands, and 20% off body care products. So it's a great time to take advantage of all of those wonderful discounts. Now, on the phone today with me is Dr. Joseph Lamb, a fantastic medical doctor. He is now serving as the director of intramural clinical research at Metagenics, which is a leading manufacturer and research group producing nutraceutical and herbal products. And Joe, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
In the last segment, we gave a little bit of background information about your body, how it responds to colds and flus, instance of colds and flus, a difference, blah, 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 all the boring stuff, but we had to get the context set. So now in this segment, we're going to talk about lifestyle things. And the first thing that I want you to talk about, because it is a topic that people ask a lot of questions about, should I get the flu vaccine? Some people get it every year. They have huge faith in it. They feel it's great. Other people aren't so sure. Does it contain mercury? Does it not? We're not sure about this year's one. The H1N1 inclusion in the flu vaccine, is that safe? Because that's a new vaccine. Does it actually work? Do they get the strain right? A whole bunch of debate. So why don't you give, because I think you have an excellent stance on this, why don't you explain a little bit about who's a good candidate for getting the flu vaccine and sort of the idea behind why it might be effective or not effective for certain people?
Great. Well, I think whenever you're talking about any vaccine, you have to remember one very simple fact. It's more of a public health measure than an individual health measure. You know, vaccines, depending on which vaccine you're talking about, have different degrees of effectiveness at creating an immune response in each individual. So if I get a vaccine, depending which one it may be, I stand a chance somewhere probably between 70-90% of developing an effective immune response so that I create a memory against what I've been vaccinated against. So when I am then later exposed to that vaccination, I have the potential for creating a quicker immune response, a more targeted immune response. And so not getting that infection because my immune system kind of has a head start. What we're doing is we're kind of creating a system in which our immune system knows what the warning signs are early on for that infection. The reason why it's not perfect is because of what we just exactly said, that people who don't necessarily always get that immune response. And indeed, if there's reasons why you're immunocompromised, or if you've been taking steroids, or if your immune system's already cranked up because it's dealing with another infection, we may not be able to actually differentiate what we get in terms of the vaccine to make a very good response. But as a public health measure, vaccines are much more effective. And this is driving the debate about the MMR vaccines and several of the other vaccines. It's because what we're really trying for is what's called the herd effect. What we're trying to do is to make sure that local influenza outbreaks don't become epidemic, or epidemics don't become pandemic, and we're trying to do that by putting brakes in the system so that if I'm in the food store and I've got the flu and I've been a little snivelly and I've wiped my nose on my hand and I've wiped it on the handle of the grocery cart, you know, we're hoping that the next person who comes along and uses that cart, maybe they've been vaccinated. Not so much to keep that individual from getting the flu, but to keep that flu from then being carried back to that individual's workplace and then suddenly spreading to a whole group of, you know, 10, 20, 30 more coworkers, and then spreading further and further, like to their families and the person who had his hand on the cart's families. So when we talk about giving immunizations, what we're really attempting to do is we're really trying to put brakes on the system so that we can slow it down and keep from having pandemics. That said, you know, when it comes to a decision like the influenza vaccine, it's really kind of a personal decision, as in any vaccine, as to whether or not you're going to take it. But people who should really be thinking about it are people who would tolerate the flu extremely poorly as individuals, or people who are really at high risk for getting it. So if you have pulmonary disease, if you've been a smoker in your life, and maybe you've stopped smoking, but you've been left with chronic respiratory disease, and if you get the viral symptoms of the flu, and if that progressed onto a pneumonia, you'd be at high risk for the serious complications and, you know, the death that we actually see with the flu from pulmonary complications. So you, as that person, really would want to make sure you got vaccinated in order to protect yourself. And similarly, you know, if you are someone who's struggling with a cancer, or if you're someone with an immunodeficiency disease, you probably want to get vaccinated to protect yourself because you're not very well prepared to deal with it. Or if you've got a child who's kind of chronically ill, you want to have a discussion with your child's practitioner about the appropriateness of the vaccine for you this year.
Okay.
One thing new this year that's different from last year, and you brought this up, is that the H1N1 variant vaccine, which had to be separate last year, has actually been included in the vaccine this year. So we're only talking about the need for one vaccine. And last year, I know at least that there was thimerosal, that mercury equivalent, in some of the flu vaccine. I am not sure about the status this year, but in general, if you're getting an individual flu vaccine, meaning that it's a syringe that has just a single dose in it, and it's a one-use syringe, single dose, it generally does not have the thimerosal in it. But if the doctor has a vial and he's using, you know, a single-use syringe but drawing from the same shared vial, those vials typically in the past have had thimerosal in it.
Yeah, the
so
best
there are
thing
ways to decrease your exposures if you explore a little bit.
Right. So the best thing to do is definitely ask the specifics on the manufacturer of the vaccine and do a little bit of research on your own. There are resources on the web where you can look at every ingredient that is contained in whichever vaccine is being offered to you. So I don't want to skip over this stuff because this is really what I wanted to talk about in this segment. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left, is some of the lifestyle aspects of flu, cold and flu prevention. So, I mean, what can we do on a day-to-day basis without taking any pills, without really doing anything that we're going to get into as far as in the next segment? What can we do, basic lifestyle principles that we really feel can strengthen our immune system and reduce our risk of coming down with a full-blown cold or flu-related infection?
Well, there are many things to do. Hand washing is a good one. Not touching your eyes, nose, or mouth when you've had your hands on foreign surfaces when you're out in public. Teaching your children and even yourself to cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when coughing, or perhaps even to cough into an elbow as opposed to coughing into a hand. Another nice thing that you brought up earlier is the neti pot. Neti pots are an old Ayurvedic Indian technique for nasal irrigations, and basically they are a nice way of irrigating the sinuses with like a quarter teaspoonful of just regular salt, generally deiodinized salt, in 8 ounces of water, and you can use it as a preventative. And, you know, I've typically found that people who do that, even when they get a common cold, their symptoms are much less significant. It's kind of a preventative as well as a treatment.
Sure, and there are plenty of instructions on the internet. We sell the neti pots at the Village Green. They come with instructions. It's just a simple way of irrigating your sinuses. It flushes out mucus, relieves symptoms associated with excess mucus, and also flushes out any potential viral bacterial load that may be sequestered there to help reduce what your body is dealing with. So it is a wonderful type of thing to do. The other ones that I want to harp on, I mean, people, I think, very much underestimate the role that stress has to play on the immune system. We clearly, clearly understand how impactful stress is at suppressing immune function. They have done very documented clinical research where they look at medical students during stressful times, during exam times, and when they inoculate them with cold or flu viruses, the people who are under more stress are much more likely to manifest with the full-blown symptoms in people who aren't under stress. So we know stress is crippling to the immune system. And stress comes in many different forms. So yes, trying to avoid, sometimes you can't avoid stress. You're under a deadline at work. You got a lot of stuff going on with your family. You know, whatever those things, you can't always avoid them. But we know that you can alleviate stress by engaging in regular exercise and activity. And there was a study, I think, that came out just 2 or 3 weeks ago that showed that documented people who exercise more regularly are less likely to have the same frequency of colds and flus as people who are sedentary. And when they do get them, the duration and severity is less than people who are sedentary. So that's one way to alleviate stress. Another way to alleviate stress is getting good quality rest and sleep. Not sleeping enough and being sleep deprived is a very, very difficult tool for the body to have to cope and compensate for. And if you're under stress, getting not enough sleep will exacerbate the effects of that stress on your body and on your immune system. And also, quickly, we're going to pick up this topic in the next segment because there's too much good stuff to talk about, is related to diet and nutrition. And when we come back from the break, Dr. Lam, I want you to talk a little bit to our audience about how the food choices that you make can have a direct impact on how your immune system is functioning. So stay tuned. When we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up this conversation. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, and you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. Today we are talking about cold and flu education and prevention. In the last segment, we were touching upon some of the controversial topics related to vaccination for flu, and we started talking about the lifestyle aspect of it. We're going to pick that conversation up right now with my special guest, Dr. Joseph Lam, who is the Director of Intramural Clinical Research at Metagenics. But real quick, I want to talk about some exciting news. There is the big winter sale going on at the Village Green Apothecary now through December 31st, 35% off of all Pathway products, 25% off of all national brands, and 20% off of body care products. So we're going to be talking about soon different nutraceutical and herbal products that are excellent for helping to support your immune system through the cold and flu season. And once you get those recommendations, it's a great time to go into Village Green and pick up the products to take advantage of the great sale that we have going. So Dr. Lam, in the last segment, I briefly talked about some lifestyle aspects related to helping to support your immune system. I talked about the importance of trying to manage your stress. I talked about the importance of regular exercise and activity in supporting your immune system. I talked about the importance of getting adequate sleep to support your immune system. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how nutrition and diet play a role in supporting your immune system.
Well, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we forget about is we forget what immune suppressant sugar can be and how when we get a high blood sugar, we're essentially suppressing our immune system. And so just from that point of view, a diet that's going to be rich in sugars or rich in bad fats, because part of what goes on with bad fats is we turn the omega-6 fatty acids into messages that are inflammatory as opposed to the omega-3s, which are anti-inflammatory. You know, when we get bad fats, bad sugars, and not enough protein, we're not setting ourselves up in a way to allow us to defend ourselves. And, you know, similarly, when you think about it, if you take in the benefits of, like, eating citrus, for example, and getting good vitamin C or getting good vitamin C from broccoli, not only are you getting the vitamin C, which, you know, of course, someone's going to tell me, well, gee, Joe, you don't get 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C from one orange, but what you get from that orange is the complexity of all the micronutrients. You know, they get the bioflavonoids, you know, they get the neurinogen, you know, they get all the other compounds, which are going to help tickle your immune system and tickle yourself and remind them of where they want to be in terms of effective physiology. And that effective physiology just makes us feel generally more well on a day-to-day basis, but also makes us more hardy when it comes to fighting off infections. And, you know, there are compounds in foods like the thiosulfates that are in broccoli and the other crucifers, for example, which help our detox systems be better prepared. And all of this is kind of this back and forth crosstalk because we have a long evolutionary history of eating fruits and vegetables. And eating those things help us remind our bodies of what season of the year it is and where to be.
Right. So
vitamin D is a perfect example.
Absolutely. And we're definitely going to talk about vitamin D in a minute here. When it comes to food, though, you know, I definitely want to just elaborate on that a little bit and reinforce what you said. You know, watching what you eat, eating fast food, highly processed food. This food has high amount of calories, high amounts of bad quality fats, and most importantly, it's extremely nutrient deficient. So eating foods that are rich in a vast array of nutrients, not only citrus fruits for vitamin C, but eating dark leafy greens that contain things like folic acid and minerals like selenium, eating good quality fish that has the omega-3 fatty acid, eggs, which contain good amounts of protein, and if it's a good organic egg is going to have good quality fats in it. It's important to get a large diversity of nutrients in your diet so that your body is getting them on a regular basis. And you can't substitute supplements for a healthy diet. You know, you can't discredit the ability of the body to recognize, absorb, and utilize nutrients that are naturally contained in foods versus in a supplement. Although supplements have their role, diet is key and paramount. It is the cornerstone for a good health. So it's really important to think about that. The other thing I want to talk about is it's important to monitor when you eat and how you eat. So we talked about stress being a major type of deterrent for the immune system. Not eating, skipping meals, waking up, not having breakfast, working through lunch, eating dinner too late, blood sugar variations and blood sugar lows by skipping meals will cause a lot of stress on your body. It is a physiological stress, and that will weaken your immune system. So waking up, making time to have a good, well-rounded breakfast that contains some good quality protein, that contains some complex carbohydrates, maybe from some whole grain breads, and maybe some good nutrients from some fruit or some vegetables. Taking time to eat a good lunch, you know, spending the time to chew it and digest it, and doing the same thing at dinner, listening to your body when it gets hungry. Not only will eating this way, a whole foods diet in this way, ensure that you're getting lots of nutrients, but again, it reduces the stress load on your body by taking out the aspects of blood sugar highs and lows. Another thing to consider, if you can eat local, local foods are harvested closer to when they are ripe, so they don't have to be harvested way early to deal with the shipping across country or sitting in a warehouse. So joining a local CSA or shopping at a local co-op, these foods are harvested at a more ideal time, and often that results in better nutrient content. So eating locally and eating in that type of way can help improve the nutrient density of the food and also support your immune system. So food is a really, really important aspect of it. Also, you know, obvious things, right, Dr. Lamb? Don't, you know, if you're a smoker, quit smoking, because smoking massively suppresses your immune system. It paralyzes the cilia in your nose and lungs and throat so that you can't pump out, you know, mucus and other things. So you're more likely to manifest with symptoms, reducing alcohol use, you know, any things that are going to suppress your immune system. And of course, staying really well hydrated, drinking lots of water, you know, keeping your body from getting too chronically dehydrated.
Absolutely. The hydration point is a really good one. You know, things come up about, you know, we travel on an airplane and we get upper respiratory infections. And people have said for years, well, that's because there's more bacteria on airplanes. But studies have actually been done looking at the air content. And it's not that much different than the air we breathe down below in terms of bacterial counts or viral counts. But what is different is it's drier. Because they're sucking some air in from outside the plane, it has a significantly reduced humidity to it, reduced moisture. So our nasal membranes and passages get dehydrated, which make them much more vulnerable to attack by the bacteria that are there. And though many of us probably don't recognize it, it is stressful to fly. And so the combination of that stress and changing the local defense of your mucous membrane by making it too dry instead of moist by not keeping yourself hydrated. It's exactly the point that Dr. Passero just made.
Yeah, and that is a great point because this is a time of year when a lot of people are traveling and spending time on those aluminum tubes in the sky. So being hydrated and starting the day before you fly is a great way because you might be a little chronically dehydrated to start. And man, did this TSA make it so hard to deal with drinking water when you're on a flight. You can't bring anything through security anymore. And then once you're on the plane, if you're stuck in a middle seat and you drank too much water, you got to bug the person next to you to get up and pee. I mean, it's not a convenient, easy thing. You got to buy a $15 bottle of water once you get through security. But if you don't want to get sick, it's worth it. I always make it a priority to keep myself extremely well hydrated. And as much as sometimes I get on a flight, I'm on vacation, I'm going somewhere, I want to kick back and maybe have a drink or something, avoid alcohol before you fly and while on the plane because it is a diuretic and it will dehydrate you. So stick to the water, deal with the pain in the butt that it is, and then when you're where your destination is, if you want to kind of kick back and relax, that's the time. But on the plane, work on staying hydrated. So, Dr. Lim, we have a couple minutes before we have to take our next break, and I know it's not enough time to fully cover this topic, but vitamin D. I mean, we can't do a show on flu and immune support and cold prevention without talking about vitamin D. So I want you to start that topic right now in the next couple minutes, and if we need to, we'll pick it up at the next segment. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we should really be thinking about is making sure that, well, all the time, not just as we come into cold and flu, we should make sure that we have adequate vitamin D levels. Because vitamin D used to serve a very important function, which was as vitamin D levels dropped during the winter, it told us to hunker down, it told us to change our physiology a little bit, and it actually kind of changed the positioning of our bodies. And we're not living those lives at the moment. We don't hunker down when it becomes the winter time. We keep going, we keep running. And we need that appropriate immune balance to be present. So we actually need the vitamin D in the appropriate range. And that appropriate range on a 25-hydroxy vitamin D3 test is probably, though we say normal range is 30 to 100, the optimal range where people should probably be is more like 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter. And that's a test that your practitioner can order for you pretty easily.
Absolutely. And I mean, this time is such a great time of year to get tested for vitamin D because, you know, if you're heading into cold and flu season with a deficiency, you want to correct that. You know, it's a great time to annually check in on what's going on with your vitamin D levels so that if you are low, you know what to do to supplement.
Right. And if you're low at this time of year, after you've had the potential for summer exposures and the longer days, if you're low at this time of year, you're only going to get lower as you go through the winter months.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
As we get ready to touch upon the botanicals and the things that you can do for yourselves and the nutraceuticals, one of the things that I think is really important is to have a good supply of healthy food, have the supplements you need, even have the over-the-counter medicines that you may need. Like if you're going to use ibuprofen or you're going to use acetaminophen, and just a word of warning, remember, don't use aspirin, particularly for young children with fever, because you can provoke Reye's syndrome with the inappropriate administration of aspirin during viral illnesses in kids. But, you know, have all these things at home already. It serves two functions. Number one, if you do come down with the flu, just like having this on your iPod and having a ready resource of information, well, you already have all these things at home so that you don't need to go out. Because when you're sick and feeling horrible, you don't want to go out, number one. And then number two, if you do have the flu and you're at home, the best thing that you can do in terms of preventing a further outbreak is to stay home for 24 hours.
Right, and start resting.
If you drive yourself out with the flu and go to the flu food store or to the drugstore, you're going to be passing it on to somebody else.
Absolutely, and it's also good to, you know, to note that if you start some of these therapies right away, they're going to be a little bit more effective than waiting until everything is full blown. So when we come back from the break, you got to stay tuned. The next segment is going to be hot. We're going to be talking about all of the specific nutraceuticals that you want to be thinking about having on stock to deal with cold and flu related issues. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we are going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM. So please make sure to tune in. Also want to remind you all, you can listen to our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section. Or you can go right to iTunes and just type in the search bar, Essentials of Healthy Living, download the shows right to your iPhone, right to your iPod, right to your PC, and listen to them as podcasts at your leisure. Just want to mention one last time the exciting news that Village Green is kicking off their annual winter sale from now through December 31st. So you can get 35% off of all Pathway products, 25% off all national brands, and 20% off of all body care. Yes, I am talking quickly because we have a lot of stuff I want to get to in this last segment. We've been talking about cold and flu-related issues. In this segment, we're going to talk about the specific nutrients, herbs, things to consider to keep your immune system healthy before and during. If you come down with something, I have on the phone with me today Dr. Joseph Lamb, a very well-respected, phenomenal medical doctor, an expert in integrative care, and the director of intramural research at Metagenics, which is a manufacturer and distributor of some of the highest quality nutritional and herbal products on the market today. Dr. Lamb, thanks for sharing your wisdom with us on today's show.
Thank you.
All right. In the last segment, we sort of tail end the issue of vitamin D, and it's so critically important. A lot of research coming out with vitamin D showing how important it is in supporting the immune system and dealing with viral infections. So we talked about get tested. That's what you first thing you need to do is everybody needs to get in their doctor and get themselves tested to find out truly what their accurate level of supplementation should be, because there's no way to tell without a definitive blood test. But if you can't get in right away and you want to know what you should be doing as a general rule of thumb, Dr. Lam, do you have a general recommendation of a vitamin D dose that people can safely take to support their immune system?
Absolutely. You know, typically right now, the standard dose that we talk about based upon the RDA is 400 international units of vitamin D a day. And many of us in the field would feel that that's really low, not even just for immune function, but just, you know, for preventing osteoporosis, for example, in perimenopausal and postmenopausal women and for men as they age. So really, probably 1,000 international units for an adult is a much better place than 400 international units. So 1,000 to 2,000 international units a day is not going to get anyone into trouble with vitamin D too high of a level. If you think, you know, you're getting ready to travel on a plane, or you know you've been deficient in the past, or you just want to kick it up until you get in and check with your doctor, even 5,000 international units a day, you know, for up to a month without a lab test is going to be perfectly fine for the great majority of people. If you have renal failure or chronic renal disease, you need to talk with your practitioner first. That's a good example of where you need to really watch that calcium phosphorus metabolism. But otherwise, up to 5,000 for a month is okay.
Okay, so let's talk about, now I have a list of nutrients that I want to get through: vitamin C, mushroom extracts, echinacea, probiotics, zinc, N-acetylcysteine. I mean, we could go on for another hour about these types of things. What are your favorite go-to immune support things, whether it's something you have anecdotal experience with, something that works well for you, or something that you've seen really well validated in the scientific literature?
Well, you know, I think vitamin C is a great starting point. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C on a daily basis is what I take personally myself, both as support for my immune system, but also as a great antioxidant. And so right out of the gate, I do 1,000 milligrams every day.
So very safe, great sort of general recommendation for keeping your immune system supported throughout the cold and flu season, 1,000 milligrams vitamin C daily.
Absolutely. Another one that's really well shown is, and you know, this goes back to the long traditions of taking care of ourselves and taking care of our gut, is given how much of an immune system we have around our gut. Indeed, a lot of our immune activity is centered around the gut in the lymphatic tissue that's there. And there's this constant crosstalk with the bacteria in our gut. There have been great studies showing that supplementation with probiotics, whether it's lactobacillus, which we used to call acidophilus, or whether it's bifidobacterium, those sorts of supplementations have been shown to reduce colds in children, to reduce the development of even the symptoms, to shorten the number of infections and shorten the time that people have been sick. So taking a good probiotic, taking the right strains, you know, when you're looking at the lactobacillus, the strain NCFM is a really important strain that's been validated in many of these studies. So I would look for that on your probiotic. And I think that's a great place.
And that's a great one, because, okay, hold on. Let me just real quick about probiotics. If you are trying to get your probiotics through eating foods, unless you're really making your cultured food at home, like making your own yogurt, you're probably not getting a huge clinical dose of probiotics. So it's a good idea to consider actually supplementing with a pill. And probiotics are incredibly safe, really no known side effects or drug interactions, and are usually very reasonably priced. So I love that recommendation. Go ahead with your next one.
I was just going to say echinacea is a good one, but one of the things that you have to be careful about is that when you're boosting your immune system with botanicals, you shouldn't do anything for very long. There's examples that have demonstrated, for example, that echinacea over the first 6 to 8 weeks actually boosts white blood cell activity. But after you get to taking echinacea for 12 weeks regularly, for example, the same study showed that immune system was actually a little bit suppressed. So if you are someone who day in, day out has concerns, feels they need to boost their immune system, then you want to be thinking about switching things up. Andrographis becomes a great choice. Echinacea becomes a great choice. Using one of the mushroom formulas becomes a great choice. So what I would say in a lot of cases is, unless you have a real specific reason for boosting your immune system on a daily basis, don't take anything regularly, but take things early at the first signs of symptoms. We at Metagenics have a formula I really like. It's called Essential Defense, and it has some licorice in it, it has some ginger in it, and it has a number of other Chinese herbs. It's really a traditional Chinese herbal remedy formula that is great to take for the first 24 hours or so of an infection, and I really like it. One of my colleagues, Dr. Jack Kornberg, takes it whenever he flies, for example, kind of just that quick little boost to keep himself from getting sick. And that's great, like when you are, you know, if it is the time of year you're having a little epidemic locally of the flu, or people at work are really sick, or someone's just coughed full in your face, it's a great time to take a little Essential Defense.
Right. So I think it's a good point. General recommendations are wash your hands, stay well hydrated, manage your stress, get plenty of sleep, reduce sugar, eat a good diet, exercise. Nutrient-wise, some vitamin C daily, 1,000 milligrams is a good recommendation. Getting your vitamin D levels checked, you know, and going somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 IUs of vitamin D daily are good long-term solutions. I agree with Dr. Lam in that, you know, it's not always the best idea to continue to take immune support if you're not being challenged, because the reality is you may not need it. Not to mention the fact that perhaps your immune system can adapt a little bit to that immune modulating herb or nutrient and reduce some of the effectiveness it has. So I love having things on hand. That's why it's so important to have some of these products on hand, whether you like echinacea. I love the mushroom extracts. I have found such great results by people using certain types of mushroom extracts. Astragalus is another fantastic herb that can be used on a sort of longer term basis for general support of the immune system. And as soon as you get around somebody or before you get sick, as Dr. Lam said, you have coworkers that are sick, you have a family member that is sick, you're going to be flying, you're under a lot of stress. Any of those situations, if you haven't manifested with conditions, symptoms yet, you can start these immune support things to give your body an extra boost, because we know that under those circumstances, you're going to be more vulnerable to coming down with one of these colds or flus. The other thing that I want to talk about that we shouldn't breeze over too quickly is the importance of a good multivitamin. And the reason why that's important is the multivitamin is going to contain a lot of minerals. And we know that a good multivitamin is going to contain good doses of zinc. And zinc is a really good immune support product that you can take for general overall immune defenses. And getting good doses of a good multivitamin on a daily basis will ensure that you're getting the basics of vitamins and minerals to support your immune system. So Dr. Lam, we got about a minute left, a minute and a half perhaps. I'm going to let you sort of wrap up the conversation. Any last words?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we've been talking about all the things you can do for yourself, but we have to remember that as we face the flu, there are signs that we should be paying attention to, particularly in our children, that we're in trouble and we need to go into the emergency room or into our primary care physician. You know, if you see your child having trouble breathing or they're breathing fast, if skin color changes, if they're getting bluish, if they're not drinking fluids, if you can't wake them up, if they're so irritable, for example, that you can't even hold them and get them to settle, you know, all of that, then you really need to go in. If they come down with a fever, with a rash, or if they have symptoms that initially have improved but then come back and you've got a fever and you've got a cough now that's productive, if they're vomiting, if they're having pain in the chest or abdomen, and this goes for adults too, all these signs go for adults. You know, sudden dizziness or getting confused, those sorts of signs should be making us move on to get looked at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those are not indications to take more echinacea. If somebody is feeling really sick and you know, there's lots of signs and symptoms, you do need to get to your doctor or an emergency room, because you may need IV fluids, you may need other prescription medications, because the immune system and immune response can get out of control in response to some of these infections, and it can become a very dangerous situation. The point of the show is not definitely to undermine the seriousness that these conditions can cause. But in the majority of cases, a lot of times they can be managed with natural remedies and good things for prevention. So, Dr. Lam, we got to wrap up. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're very welcome. It was good to be here again.
Great.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. I guess I'll be talking to you next after Thanksgiving. So everybody have a good turkey day. Gobble, gobble. And get into the Village Green to pick up, take advantage of the discounts that are going on from now through December 31st. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I will talk to you all in a couple weeks.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.